And I decided I should have a credit card. So I filled out this application, listed all my recommendations, sent it off in the mail, and in a month or so the mailman brought me my brand new charge-all card. Better than checks, safer than money, and not near as dirty.
You think the credit card company paid to have that song written?
Oh, I'm sure they did. Charged it on his card, too.
Jim texts into 411-923 from Chandler and says, hey, can you clean exhaust fans in the bathroom? And if so, what method is best? And it's interesting that he asked specifically for that. I've never received that question before, but it's actually one of our annual home maintenance how-tos that we programmed into our app through rosieonthehouse.com Homezada. It's a computer system that allows you to track and maintain the maintenance on your home. You can assign tasks. There's a link back to Rosie on the House content that tells you how to do it. Bathroom exhaust fans are pretty easy. They're spring mounts that usually clip it in, pull it down, vacuum it out, run a hose over it. While it's down, you can even suck out the inside of what you see there on the metal parts. And you can also assign different tasks to different family members and track what's done and undone. And just one of the great tools and features that we found that we help bring to the Arizona homeowners, an effort to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. If we can live in a home, maintain a home, kind of like our credit conversation last time is keeping it well maintained, it gives you more options. Same thing with our homes. If we live in it as if we were going to put it on the market tomorrow, it's cleaner, it's up to date, and at the point you may need to move, even if you never ever planned on moving, life happens. You're ready to go. It would be, you don't want to be in a situation where some unforeseen circumstance forces you to move across the town for a family member, out of state, and you end up settling less for what your home would be worth if it was up to date and in the maintenance and improvement tasks, just because of the time circumstances that life brings you, and you lose out on a lot of equity that you would have otherwise had just keeping up with a little maintenance. And it's so overwhelming getting started. But the great thing about this tool is it's one task at a time. You know, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. How do you maintain your home? One task at a time. And you just do a task a week or two tasks a week and then the next week. And it just helps you keep everything moving and up to date and helps you think of things you never would have thought of that you only find when you're figuring out something because of some disaster, like something rolls behind the refrigerator. If you've never pulled out your refrigerator and cleaned the coils, you may lose your breakfast depending on the time of day that this happens to you. So that's one great tool. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com. And our weekly how-tos, we cover in the third hour. Credit wasn't really applied to that, but you could put that task in there to remind yourself down the road, hey, check out my credit score and get started on that, assigned tasks, and everyone gets notifications. You can synchronize that with your calendar so you get notifications on your phone. Reminder, this is still a pending task. One of the new features that you can find if you search for a contractor, if you're trying to solve something on your house, home, castle, or cabin, is something called Fiberglass Vigas by Saw Design. This gentleman in Tucson, Mr. Stephen Williams, he has been wanting to get on the network for a lot of years. This is a great story because it's such a new service. It took a long time for the register to figure out how we're going to license it. Is it going to require a license? Are we doing work on the home? What product? So, and you have to be in business for 5 years to join Rosie on the House. So there's been a lot of behind-the-scenes development to bringing Fiberglass Vigas LLC onto the network, serving Southern Arizona. If you live in a home where you have exposed wood, you know, Santa Fe homes where you've got the wood poles that really, in modern building, are just decorative, well, that wood rots. Nobody, it has always blown my mind people would do that just because of how bad wood rots. Why would you put something on your home that creates maintenance? Well, these Vigatails They make a fiberglass viga that slides over your existing wood one so that it camouflages the blistered, beat up, bruised wood that's just rotting out there that you would otherwise have to constantly be oiling and maintaining. And it looks just like wood. He's done a fabulous job perfecting his systems and making these fiberglass moldings that they hide all the imperfections. And it doesn't just apply to the viga tail. If you've got a wood header over a window, a lot of our back patios have exposed wood viga poles. He can wrap those. Whatever exterior exposed wood you're fighting, I've fascias. We'll get Stephen on to talk about that application, but anything else, he's been able to find a solution for all of it. So we're excited. You can find him. We've put him in a couple places just because it's such a new industry. We put him in siding. The category is Viga Tails, but I mean, who's going to know what that is? That's such a new one. So you can find him in a couple different places under our certified partner pro contractor search engine. If you are sitting there looking at rotten wood on the exterior of your home that's part of your home, there's a great solution for you.